This is Tonglen practice. What was the subtitle? Growing a Big Heart. So we'll start in our gold prayer books, Seven Limb Prayer, on page 27. And then, Donna, is there a refuge prayer that we would do together that's different? Would we do the one on page 98? That says listening to the teachings.
Oh, yeah, we could just do the, I think right after the...
I should have looked for the...
I didn't find where the refuge prayer is. Page 24.
Okay. Should we do 24 and then 27 then?
Yeah, I think that makes
okay.
Sense. Oh, that's a different refuge.
Mm-hmm.
That's mine.
What page is the one? Does anyone know the page that we usually... Well, no, we're always with the teacher. Okay. Let's try. Let's look at that one. Let's see if that's the one we're looking for.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Seven Limb Prayer on page 27 and then Refuge on page 30.
Seven Limb Prayer right on page 35.
Okay, let's do Refuge on page 34 and then Seven Limb Prayer on 35. I'm happy to do them in English.
Sure.
Okay. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and the other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. Okay. My name's Erin. This is my first ever time up here leading grown-ups, but I've led kids tons of times, so I don't know if that gives me the right kind of experience, but their meditations last about 3 to 5 minutes, so I'm really, we could do that. What I thought we'd do, we've been recently on Wednesday night class practicing Tonglen in the context of the Guru Puja, which is in this blue prayer book, if you want to have that on hand. There's copies there in the back. I thought we'd go through it. A lot of people have been in that class already, but I thought we'd kind of go through what Geshe-la said, and then we're supposed to have about an hour, so we could go through it, talk through it, and then practice a couple times. On LC95, which is on page 154, is at the top of the page. You can see it says Tonglen Meditation on Taking and Giving, and then the four lines after that are the ones that we've been talking about. It starts, and thus perfect, pure, compassionate gurus. So these are holy beings that you feel connected to. I seek your blessings that all negativities, obscurations, and sufferings of mother migrators. So this is any beings that, when it says, may without exception ripen on me right now. So when it says ripen on me, it actually means your self-centered ego or self-grasping mind. So your self-centered ego in this meditation will take on the sufferings. And that by giving my happiness and virtue to others, all migrators may experience happiness. We also talked for a couple times when Geshe-la was first going over this about LC99, which is the practice of Tonglen with conjoined with breath. And he said that usually Tonglen is taking and then giving, even though Tong means to give and Len means to take. It doesn't matter. Usually the practice is taking on the negativities and then giving after that. It's more unusual to do it with the breath, as it talks about in LC99, but we did practice that several times, so we can do that as one of our practices or not. Geshe-la also went over the 7-point mind training text quite a bit, and it talks in that text about how you can alternate between taking and giving, and then giving and then taking. You can start with yourself, extend it out to loved ones, extend it out to strangers, enemies, all sentient beings. When we get to all sentient beings, it takes a lot of Dharma knowledge, so if that comes easy to you, that's wonderful. So for those of us who are still practicing, you can kind of take on your difficulties. So I'll talk a little bit. Just wanted to point out the points in the text and then to the actual practice. So this isn't us doing the actual practice, it's talking about doing the actual practice, and then we'll like sit and, you know, do it. So where to begin could be just chanting LC95 and doing the visualization, but we'll start with generating compassion and loving kindness. So give ourselves a little bit of context to put this in. So there are a number of ways to do that. In this text, back on page 146, we have training the mind, developing bodhicitta, developing equanimity between self and others. On the top of 147, exchanging self and others, those kind of techniques there. If you want to take a minute just to think about what brought you here tonight, just a general motivation. To try to develop bodhicitta, I can work on the practice of Tonglen. And through my practice, may I have the potential to liberate myself and all other beings from suffering. So I think it makes sense to make some kind of connection to developing bodhicitta in terms of your general motivation. We'll visualize the merit field. In the context of the Guru Puja, so your merit field's already been established. So we'll go ahead and do that as part of this practice. So what that means depends. So you can, if that means something to you particular already developed, then that's what you do. This can be any holy being. Your merit field can be any holy being that you feel connected to. Shakyamuni Buddha, Tara, His Holiness the Dalai Lama. You can think of Lama Zopa Rinpoche if you've received teachings from him. Ken Rinpoche, which is Geshe-la's teacher. So you would visualize your developed merit field if that's something you practice a lot, or that being in front of you. So you're requesting from the bottom of your heart that to please bless me to be able to do this practice. Almost like a child calling his mother, you're calling on the figures in the merit field, calling on them to bless you to do this practice. And then at that point get a being in mind, at least, so that when we say merit field, that's the person that you're the being that you're thinking of. So then you visualize rays of light from this merit field, purifying all your afflictions and the afflictions of all those around you. So that will sound like, from your guru's five chakras, there's five colored lights. they're first separate, and then they, when they get, come close to you, they become one. Nectar flows through the hollow light. The instant it touches you, your crown, it purifies all the sickness and mental afflictions, not just for you, but for everyone around you. So you're going to visualize all the beings around you when the light touches the crowns of their heads. The nectar flows and immediately purifies all negativities. Again, all sentient beings requires Dhamma knowledge of samsara, four noble truths, karma. So you can visualize the people you know, people in this room, as far out as you can go. Any questions? I already feel like I'm talking all the time. So the top of 154 in the blue book is LC95, which is the Tonglen practice. But what I'm kind of talking about is before that. So this is, you know, just jumping in right here. This is in the middle of a practice, right? So there'd be, you would have already kind of generated bodhicitta and kind of settled your mind and have some connection to a guru that's blessing you. So that's what we've just kind of talked about, that we would be at this point. And then with that we would recite this three times, chant this three times. And ultimately the idea would be able to chant and visualize at the same time. So we might have some practices where we can do that. Some of you might be able to have this memorized and be chanting and visualizing all at the same time. We're going to do it more beginner, where I think we will chant it three times. And for a lot of us, I think we'll be reading it in order to chant it. So it's really hard to visualize and read, and especially in another language, and contemplate the meaning. But the idea behind chanting it is that you're reflecting on the meaning of it. So we're going to do that and then visualize, so that ultimately, eventually, we may be able to do them all at the same time. So the visualization that goes along with that is the taking and giving. So you would think about the difficulties of others. You can start with yourself. You can think about your future difficulties. You can think about difficulties of a loved one, or then ultimately out to all sentient beings. So that's to help generate compassion. And then you're going to do this process of giving and taking. So you're giving out of love and kindness and taking out of compassion. So what you're giving all your physical happiness, mental happiness, merit created by doing practice, that is what you're giving. And then you're taking all physical, mental difficulties of this loved one. Part of the visualization can be giving in the form of white light and taking in black smoke, but it's not you taking these difficulties. It's your self-cherishing mind, your self-grasping ego, self-centered ego or self-grasping mind. So when you take on these difficulties, so first you kind of visualize at your heart this self-grasping, self-centered ego or self-grasping mind. You take the difficulties and yourself, those difficulties, and I think it's helpful to do the form of black smoke, but you don't have to do that. It destroys the self-centered ego. So it just dissipates along with the black smoke. So you're taking on the difficulties and they destroy your self-centered ego, self-cherishing mind, and they're gone. Your ego's gone. That's a visualization. And also you've taken the difficulties from your future self, your loved one, someone that you have problems with, and then you give all of the merit. And you can also give specific things. I think what I wanted to do right now actually is ask who's been practicing this that has some things that they've been visualizing. Is that okay? If anybody's been trying this practice, I was talking to one or two people after class yesterday, and they said, well, this is usually what I think of. I think of these different kind of things. Has anybody tried? Okay. How many people have never done this practice before? Okay.
I've not done Tonglen. Is it Tonglen? Right?
Yeah.
But I've done loving kindness where you're close to ones to which them to be free of suffering.
So loving kindness meditation, right?
Yeah, just the traditional.
Okay. All right, so good, because I'm trying to do it at the beginner level. I feel like I'm kind of all over the place because I'm nervous, but I think we'll get there because we'll go through it a couple different times and hopefully we'll pick up a little bit. Honestly, with Geshe-la on Wednesday evenings, he's gone over this maybe 7 times or 8. Yeah. Yeah, he's done different parts of the practice, but actually just this part of it. It's been many times, so we might not get it tonight, especially with me leading, but eventually we will. So anybody that has tried it, have any kind of visualization? So with loving kindness, you are wishing, it's a wish for happiness, right? So this is taking on the suffering and giving your merit, and also your body becomes this like wish fulfilling jewel that can transform into anything that anybody needs. So if there's a specific person that you're doing the meditation for and they need shelter and food and medicine, I mean, that's what you're transforming all of your merit and all of your to give to them. The first time I did this practice a really long time ago, I would do it. I didn't learn to say, well, you can start with yourself and then move to someone that you love and then move. It was just start with people that you're having difficulties with. And it's really interesting. I think it's a really interesting process because it really changes how you enter. It changed how I interacted with that person. And I can't say that I transformed them, but it transformed my interaction with them based on my mind. So it's interesting to learn it again years later in sort of a different way. So I'll talk you through, I'll just choose, because as it says in the text, you can do taking then giving then taking. You can do it with the breath. You can kind of do, you can practice it in alternate ways. So I'll choose a way, since at least some of us are doing it for the first time, and try to lead it. And then then you just rejoice. You think that all beings are enlightened. You rejoice that you're using your life well by doing this practice. You feel great joy. So to sum up, I'll do some kind of generating loving compassion. We'll visualize the merit field. So know a being that you feel connected to, because when we say merit field, that's what you want in front of you. That being will purify your afflictions. That's going to help for you to feel purified to do the practice. Trying to decide if I think, even though it's not the first way we did it with Geshe-galak, I'm going to do taking and then giving, because I think he did say that's the more traditional way. It's more often done like that. So we'll try that. So that's what I'm going to lead. So taking on the negativities, it destroys your self-cherishing mind, and then you're giving. You're giving your merit. So when we do that, are you thinking of yourself? Like yourself, and you want to take the problems that you're experiencing and that you're having and taking on all those difficulties destroy your ego, and then you give back to yourself. That's perfect. That's a great way to start. Or a loved one, and that's also a good way to start, because you can really you know, and of course in the text it mentions the mother a lot. So if you know your mother or a loved one in that realm, and you would do this practice for them, take on their problems. Or if you have this person, if you came here with someone in mind that you really want to transform your relationship with that person or how you think about that person, and you want to do it by taking on those difficulties, I think that's fine to start too. Because I think Donna and I both, we talked about how when we first learned it, that's where we started. So we'll do it that way. So decide now. Is it going to be myself and my future problems, someone else? As someone in class asked, could we take ourselves from the past and take on our past problems and take on those problems and take those problems from our past self? And Geshe La said, that's not in the text, but yeah, you can do that. He said in the West, a lot of people think about the past, and maybe that would help what people from the West. So, and then at the end, we'll think that all beings are enlightened and rejoice. Confusing enough? Do we have any questions? All right. Okay. So, we'll start with any calming meditation that you want to do on your own. We'll just spend like a minute or two, and then I'll start talking about this practice. In order to generate precious bodhicitta, first we have to generate love and compassion. In order to have these two, we must have the mind of equanimity. We become angry with our enemies, but really we should direct that anger towards our own self-cherishing mind and not towards other people. The real enemy is our self-cherishing and ego-grasping mind. These two are the source of suffering. There are so many benefits to be gained from cherishing others. We have a long life now because we have cherished others in the past and not killed them. We are quite wealthy and have many possessions in this life because we have cared for others in previous lives and we have practiced generosity. The happiness and comfort we experience in this life is all due to cherishing others. Cherishing all sentient beings as if they were our mother creates the cause for all the qualities of happiness to arrive. All the qualities and realizations attained by bodhisattvas are the result of cherishing others. From beginningless time until now, we have cherished ourselves and neglected others. But now we must exchange this thought so we cherish others more and not our own interests. Visualize in front of you your guru or holy being you feel connected to. Request sincerely from the bottom of your heart, please bless me to be able to do this. From your guru's five chakras flow five colored hollow tubes of light. From the crown chakra, white light. From the throat, red light. From the heart, blue light. from the navel chakra, yellow, from the secret chakra, green light. The five color hollow tubes of light are emitted from the merit field at first separately, and when they are close to you, they become one. Nectar flows through the hollow light, and the instant it touches your crown, it purifies all the sickness and all the mental afflictions. Not just for you, for everyone around you. Visualize all the beings around you. When the light touches the crowns of their heads, the nectar flows and immediately purifies all of their negativities. We're going to chant together with Donna's help. LC 95 on the top of page 154. If you know, you can visualize the giving and taking with this, but we'll have time to do it after.
Okay, so if you're unfamiliar with this, we will chant through this three times in Tibetan. And it's actually an uneven number of lines, so the tune changes a little bit, and then we repeat the last line on the third go through. Dena jetsun lama tuje jen ma your drawway dig drip dug ngel kun malu data dog lamin pa dang da Dege Jen La Tang Wai Dro Kun De Dang Den Par Jin Gi Lo De Na Je Lama Tug Jechen Magyur Drowe Dig Drib Dungel Kun Malu Data Daglamin padang dagi dege jen la tang wa hidro kun de dang den pa Jin Gilo Dena Jetsun Lama Tugje Jen Magyur Drowe Dig Drib Dug Ngel kun malu data taglamin pa dang dagi dege La Tang Wai Drokun De Dang Den Parjin Gi Lom Drokun De Dang Den Parjin Gi Lo.
As you inhale, visualize that you're taking on the negativities and obscurations of your future self, your loved one, etc. This air enters in the form of black smoke with black impurities and goes to your heart, where it crushes and destroys your own self-cherishing mind. You're immediately free of self-cherishing mind. With the exhaling breath, visualize that you're giving out all your accumulated merit. Offer your body, your wealth, all the merit you have accumulated. As you inhale, take upon yourself whatever suffering you are to experience in the next life, next year, or now. Visualize taking on that suffering. Goes to your heart, where it crushes and destroys your self-cherishing mind. You're immediately free of self-cherishing mind. To give your body, visualize that it is transformed into a wish-fulfilling gem that has the potential to give sentient beings whatever they may need. Exhaling, imagine that this body has the power to give whatever is necessary. Our body has the power to give water, medicine, companionship, food, shelter, employment. When you inhale, you feel real compassion for sentient beings and their critical situations. We take these sufferings out of compassion. We want to take their sufferings of sickness and other unwanted obstacles. When we take, the suffering goes to our self-cherishing mind and destroys it. Whatever we take on destroys our self-cherishing mind, and we are free of self-cherishing mind. Exhale and give out of loving kindness. Give all your physical health and happiness, all your mental happiness created by doing practice. Do this with loving kindness. rejoice that your future self or your loved one, the person that you're thinking of, all sentient beings, rejoice that they are free of difficulties and the causes of difficulties. I think all living beings are enlightened. Rejoice that you are using your life well by doing this practice. Feel great joy. Okay, that was round one. I don't have a dinger. Wasn't a very smooth ending. Questions? Comments? Suggestions? Open, so open. Requests? Okay.
Is the self cherishing self, mm-hmm. is that the same as the ego self?
I wrote it differently, but the two words that Geshe-la used, self-centered ego or self-grasping mind is what he, I think, usually says those, but then I wrote self-cherishing elsewhere, but self-centered ego, self-grasping mind. I'm going to change it in my notes so it's consistent, but yeah.
Is the goal to... Is the goal to be visualizing and chanting at the same time? Because, like we just did it, that's how I do it at home. I say the verse first, and then I do it, you know, with the breath and visualizing.
I asked that question yesterday because I thought it must be that ultimately that's the purpose of chanting. Maybe that's helpful to think. The purpose of it is to contemplate. I mean, get my words. The reason you chant, it gives you time to reflect on the meaning. So, better to chant, reflect on the meaning, think about it, develop the best you can, and then visualize it, and to not do it because you can't do it all at the same time. But yes, that's my understanding, that you would be able to do everything concurrently the more you practice.
I'll just add a commentary from a conversation Aaron and I had a couple days ago talking about trying to make all of this work at the same time, which was that there's another practice called Vajrasattva practice that's a purification practice, and there's a very long mantra, and there's a visualization that we do with that too, and that took a long time to develop. Both of us did a weekend Vajrasattva retreat last year that really helped because we did a lot of it. So it does... It was great for to be reminded
like
of that because it does eventually sink in. It's just a little hard to put all that together to begin with.
So I'll mention LC99 because when we first started doing this with Geshe-la, we did a lot of the Tonglen conjoined with breathing. So with that, your loved one, you do it with a loved one. Your loved one's in front of you, facing you. And so when you, instead of taking on first, taking on the difficulties, you give first when it's conjoined with breathing. And that you breathe out of your right nostril simultaneously all your physical happiness, mental happiness, merit created by doing practice comes out of your right nostril and into their left nostril, because they're facing you, in the form of white light. And then your self-cherishing, self-grasping mind is still at your heart. And then you breathe in out of their right nostril into your left nostril, taking. That's, you take all the physical and mental difficulties of loved one, not just pain and mental difficulties, the afflicted mind. The air enters your enters in the form of black smoke with the black impurities and goes to your heart, where it crushes and destroys your own self-cherishing mind. So this is not you taking the difficulties, it's the self-cherishing mind. So the difference is which order you do taking and giving, and the breath has a specific nostrils that you're breathing in, breathing out one side and breathing in the other side. So we definitely have time to do it again. Do you think we should chant again? It's your beautiful voice that does the chanting. I felt the chanting really helped settle and center, especially because it sounds so beautiful, and I can I take that moment to reflect on the meaning and then do the practice after that. What you're giving and taking doesn't change, and what Kaishala said yesterday is giving out of loving kindness, taking out of compassion. So love is the wish for others to have happiness, and compassion is the wish for others to be free from suffering. So it makes sense when you're taking those difficulties, you're doing it out of compassion, giving out of love and kindness. So I'll go ahead and do the one where the loved one's in front of you, and you're giving first and then taking. But it's still the same kind of things we're giving, same kind of things we're taking. We're still destroying the self-cherishing mind. So I think our merit field's here, so we'll start with the chanting, if that's okay with you. And we can all do our best to follow along with the chanting. And then we'll take a minute to kind of think about the meaning, and then I'll do the breathing. Tonglen conjoined with breathing, which is in LC99 here. Okay, we'll start with
that. Lama Tugje Chen Magyur Drowe Dig Drib Dug Ngel Kun Malu Data Dogla Min Pa Dong Dagi Dege Jen La Tong Wai Dro Kun De Dong Den Long day now, Jetsun Lama Tuk Jechen Magyur Drowe Dig Drib Daglamin padang Dagi dege jen la tang wa hidra kum de dong den parjin gi
Imagine a loved one in front of you, facing you. This could be your mother or another loved one. Think about the difficulties of that person, the complications they are going through. We do this to develop our compassion. The next exhale, imagine that you are giving all the merit, all your merit, in the form of white light from your right nostril. Giving your merit in the form of white light from your right nostril, it goes into their left nostril. When you inhale, imagine that you are taking all the problems in the form of black smoke, goes in your left nostril, and destroys your self-cherishing mind. Exhale and give your physical health and happiness. Inhale and take all the physical pain and difficulties of the loved one. The black smoke destroys your self-cherishing mind. Exhale, in the form of white light, give your mental happiness and merit created by doing practice through your right nostril. Inhale and take all the mental difficulties, including afflicted mind. The black smoke destroys your self-cherishing mind. Exhale in the form of white light through your right nostril, thought of loving, with the thought of loving kindness. Inhale in the form of black light into your left nostril, black smoke into your left nostril, the thought of compassion. Maybe continue that for a moment with this loved one in front of you, thinking of their particular difficulties, giving white light out of your right nostril all of your merit, all the things that they need. When you take on their suffering and their difficulties, it destroys your self-cherishing mind. When you breathe it in through your left nostril, it destroys your self-cherishing mind. Give with a thought of loving compassion, loving kindness. Give with loving kindness. Take with the thought of loving compassion. Take on the difficulties with compassion. But the difficulties do not stay with you. They go to your self-cherishing mind, destroying it immediately. You're free of self-cherishing mind. Your loved one is free of difficulties and the causes of difficulties. You can imagine someone that you don't know that well, or imagine someone that you have problems with, and truly think about their difficulties. We get angry with other people, but what we really should be angry with is the self-cherishing mind. What are all this person's difficulties? Exhale, and with great loving kindness, give them your merit in the form of white light from your right nostril. Inhale and imagine you take all the problems in the form of black smoke. The black smoke goes to your heart and destroys your self-cherishing mind. Exhale and give your physical health and happiness to this person. Inhale and take the physical pain and difficulties in the form of black smoke. It goes to your heart and destroys your self-cherishing mind. Exhale and give all your mental happiness created by doing and all your merit created by doing practice to this person in the form of white light. Inhale and take all their mental difficulties, including the afflicted mind. The black smoke destroys your self-cherishing mind. Exhale with loving kindness. Give with loving kindness. Take and inhale with compassion. What you take destroys your self-cherishing mind. Rejoice that this person free of difficulties and the causes of difficulties. Rejoice that you're using your life well by doing this practice. Feel great joy. Okay, that's the end of that practice. I contemplated reading something about LC96 and LC97, but it's newer information for me, so I'm not going to do it. questions, comments, suggestions? So we had an hour. We have 2 minutes left, which is just perfect timing for some dedication. That would be in our gold book. Shanti Davis prayer on 246 and 247. Let's do that. It's English. We can all do it in English. Well. Yeah. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. We have long life prayers on page 36 and 37. We always say these in Tibetan, don't we? Okay. All right. So, and they're in the right order here?
It's His Holiness and then... we don't have Kim Rinpoche, but that's okay. We'll just do His Holiness and Lama Sokpa Rinpoche.
Okay. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chen Nerzig Tenzin Gatso, please remain until samsara ends. You who hold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long.